The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Fiction Old and New book group has reassigned the title for their April 2nd meeting. Library Without Walls will meet March 17th. Podcasting opportunities are available. Employment survey from Georgia Tech. Reading guide for Journey Through History topic. The ACB Virtual Convention is offering continuing education credit. ACB Employment Committee has podcasts available to listen to. And Cool Blind Tech has a great article on the Apple Watch. So let's get started. Fiction Old and New will be discussing the book Joy in the Morning by Betty Smith, DB38778. On Friday, April 2nd, 2021, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I've changed the book, which was originally selected for the April meeting of Fiction Old and New Book Group. We will now be discussing Joy in the Morning by Betty Smith and not discuss Tomorrow Will Be Better by Betty Smith. Joy in the Morning is the story of Annie and Carl in their first year of marriage in a 1928 Midwestern town. It is a delightful story of the ups and downs of newly married life. Here is the NLS annotation. Joy in the Morning, DB38778. Smith, Betty. Reading time, 10 hours, 49 minutes. Read by Barbara Rappaport. National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress. Subject, romance. Description. In 1927, 18-year-old Annie McGarry arrives in a Midwestern university town to marry her boyfriend, Carl Brown, who is studying law. Back in Brooklyn, both sets of parents react badly to the news and cut off all support. Despite the struggle to make ends meet, the couple's good spirits keep them going. As Carl finishes his law degree, Annie, who never went to high school, pursues her dream of becoming a writer. Some strong language. Your facilitator for the group is Michelle Bernstein. Email hamletssweetlady@gmail.com. Zoom invitation. Join Zoom meeting at https://us02web.zoom.us/j/613313488. PWD equals capital T, capital G, capital F, capital M, B, capital E, P, I, D, capital F, capital F, 3, R, I'm sorry, that's a capital R, capital W, D, 1, capital Z, capital V, capital E, Y, capital Y, N, capital R, 5, A, capital W, 1, A, capital Q, capital T, 0, 9. Meeting ID, 613-313-488. Passcode, AWZ. One-tap mobile numbers in New York and Germantown are 929-205-6099 or 301-715-8592. Dial by your location numbers in New York, Germantown, Chicago, San Jose, Tacoma, or Houston. Use the meeting ID 613-313-488. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/KDFM B734. Signed, Michelle Bernstein. Library Users of America is a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. We seek to work with public libraries, the National Library Service for the Blind, and other sources of readable books, and advocate for the improvement of library services for people who are blind or have low vision. Our January meeting did not happen, mostly because the host was ill. However, we will be back in the saddle for March. We will meet 8:30 p.m. March 17th via Zoom. Our topic is Westerns. That means the genre, not just books that take place in the western part of the United States. The genre began with the dime novels of the 1880s and ran through the pulp period of the 1920s and 30s. Of course, there are lots of modern Westerns, too. The expectation is that your books will be fiction, unless you choose a book about the genre itself. We will be using Zoom meeting for this event. The ID for the meeting is 526-727-187, and we will now use the password 139975. You can use this ID if you already have Zoom installed on your phone. Open Zoom, go to Join Meeting, and then input the 9-digit code. You will then be asked for the password. Usually, you will be asked to connect using Internet audio. You can either use your mobile or your landline phone to call into Zoom as well. This is just like calling an old-style conference call. You dial the number and then wait until you're asked for a code and then enter the 9-digit code. After that, you will have to enter the password. There are two numbers, one in New York and one in California. It is not clear to me which is the right one for you to use, so try one. And if for some reason it doesn't work, try the other. The San Jose number is 669-900-6833 with the same code 526-727-187. The password is 139975. The New York number is 929-205-6099 and the usual code is 526-727-187 and the usual password 139975. If you have Zoom on your computer, you can join by going to https://zoom.us/j/526-727-187. This will get you to the place where you will need to enter your password 139975. We look forward to having lots of you join us when we talk about Westerns on March 17th at 8:30 p.m. Our May meeting will talk about Southern books. Those can be any kind of books as long as there's a clear connection to the South. By South, I mean the southern part of the United States. We will not meet in July because our meeting will fall in the middle of our ACB convention. Our September meeting is interesting in that it asks you to pick your favorite fiction and your favorite nonfiction book of all time. That should be an amazing evening. See you St. Patrick's Day at 8:30 p.m. Signed, Paul. Bob Branco says there's an opportunity for you. Hi, everyone. In my efforts to recruit volunteers to help me with several podcast projects, and with help from our local branch of the United Way, I was made the manager of an organization titled Podcasts Unlimited. Below is the link to sign up as one of my volunteers. Please let me know if you have any questions or if you signed up. I look forward to working with you. https://www.volunteers.southcoast.org/need/detail/query/need_id=565287. Researchers at the Georgia Institute of Technology, Georgia Tech, in Atlanta, are seeking people with disabilities and people without disabilities who work in non-traditional jobs to help us improve the reliability of a new survey, the Contingent Employment Participation Survey, CEPS. We are conducting a project to understand how people with disabilities find and obtain non-traditional work, such as temping, contracting, and freelancing. We also are interested in learning how such jobs affect your everyday life, your expectations for work, and your sense of independence. If selected for the study, you will take the CEPS twice. The second time will be 2 weeks after the first time you take the CEPS. The survey will take approximately 20 minutes to complete. You will receive $100 as compensation for your time. In order to take part in this study, you must be over 18 years of age, be able to understand and speak English, or be an ASL speaker, have a disability or not. Should currently be in and work in the United States at the time of participation. You may not currently be in or work in an EU country at the time of participation. Have access to a phone or computer. Work or have recently worked within the last 6 months in a non-traditional job, such as a temp agency, freelance, contract, piecemeal work, or app-based jobs, such as Uber. If you would like to participate in this study, please contact Salima LaForce at 404-894-8297 or email salimah@cacp.gatech.edu for more information. The following is a reader's guide for the Journey Through History book, The Night Watchman, by Louise Erdrich. For discussion, led by David Fauchu, F-A-U-C-H-E-U-X. What qualifies, The Night Watchman by Louise Erdrich. Number one, what qualities define Thomas Wojcik? In what ways is he like the muskrat he was named for? What, in addition to the jewel-bearing plant, does he watch and guard? Number two, in what ways is Rose valuable to Thomas and the rest of her family and community? Number three, watching the stars one night, Thomas is struck by the opposing natures of his first and last names. What do they represent? How is he able to integrate them into an identity or not? Number 4, Thomas spends much of his work time writing, both official correspondence and personal letters and cards. What is important about writing for him? What is the value of creating such documents? Number 5, Pixie Parento insists the others call her Patrice. Why is this? What's the difference between the two names for her? In what ways are the names important? Number 6, Patrice likens her meticulous work at the jewel plant to beating with her mother. In what ways is this similar or not? What is the difference between work and a job? Number 7, why does Patrice love to chop firewood? What does it say that she arranges it in a beautiful pattern? Number 8, what is Zanot's deep knowledge? Why has it been important to protect it and her from outside influences such as boarding school? Number 9, what is it about Zanot's unusual hands that frighten people? Number 10, Patrice comes to believe that most people treat the concept of God in a childish way. What does she mean? Why might such an approach be limiting or problematic? What is her understanding of the nameless greatness? Number 11, how did Vera, who always wanted to stay where she could see the birches, fall victim to such a horrible experience? Why might such brutal misogynistic criminal activity be a lesser priority to authorities? What are the similarities and differences between such criminal sexual activity and Patrice's job as the water jack? Number 12, what is Wood Mountain like? How is it that he is both a fighter and sensitive and kind to women and Vera's baby? Why don't more men combine such strength and protective calm? Number 13, what does Thomas's father, Baboon, know that most others do not? What might he mean when he says survival is a changing game? Number 14, as Thomas reads Resolution 108, meant to terminate the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, he's struck that the unthinkable was couched in such innocuous dry language. What is the intent of such language? In what other context is plain dry language used as a power? Number 15, consider the many stereotyped images of a lovely Indian maiden in flowing buckskin and others in advertising. What is the power and effect of such images? What role do they play in culture? Number 16, what does it mean that Thomas is the after the buffalo who are we now generation? What might it mean to define themselves? What are the various component parts of one's identity? Number 17, what is shame? Why is it likened to a black sediment carried around in the stomach? What are the causes of shame for Thomas and others? What is the best way to combat it? Number 18, how is Millie Cloud a part of or estranged from her tribe? How might she balance her valuable pursuit of higher education with a connection to her family and culture? Number 19, Thomas chooses to view Arthur V. Watkins, the senator behind the termination bill, as an adversary instead of an enemy. What's the difference? What does Thomas gain by making this distinction? Number 20, why is Patrice's sexual desire confused with shame? In what ways are her desires healthy and responsible? Number 21, out walking, Patrice falls into a ravine and decides to take a nap near a hibernating bear. What does this mean to her? How does it affect her after the fact? What does it mean that bigger ideas were called for? Number 22, Thomas explains to Barnes that we are connected to the way back people. What does he mean? What is the value of such deep perspective? Number 23, in what ways are Patrice and Millie in the same league? Number 24, why might Millie, as she lovingly turns the hand crank of a duplicating machine, grow happier and happier? Number 25, what does it mean that patterns take Millie into the foundations of meaning? What is the place simple, savage, ineffable, and exquisite that she retreats to each night? Number 26, what do Roderick's consistent appearances mean to Thomas? What effect do they have? Number 27, what is the role and importance of laughter throughout the burdensome struggles of the novel? Number 28, what explains Patrice becoming inhabited by a vengeful, rolling, even murderous spirit? How might this be helpful to her? Number 29, consider one of the final images of the novel, Thomas dreaming of muskrats, asking them his name, placing the paper it's written on in his mouth, and the bones tipped and staggered, assembling into forms across the prairies. What do all these powerful images suggest about Thomas and his people? Number 30, what is important and powerful about Thomas, even occasionally struggling with language, continuing to write at his desk at work? Signed, David Faucheux. This year's American Council of the Blind Conference and Convention will be held virtually July 16 through 23rd and will offer continuing education and professional development credits. The following article is from the March 2021 ACB Braille Forum. Continuing Education and Professional Development in 2021 by Carla Ruscheval. ACB is pleased to announce that a wide range of continuing education and professional development opportunities will once again be offered at our 2021 virtual conference and convention. Continuing education units are recognized by the Academy for Certification of Vision Rehabilitation and Education Professionals, ACVREP. Individuals working in vision and many other fields may also learn professional development hours from home or office through the power of ACB Radio and the Zoom platform. No need to purchase an airline ticket, spend money on hotel and food, and wait for travel authorizations from work. Beginning with the conference pre-registration in 2021, you will be able to purchase CE units and PD hours that you can then apply to presentations and programming throughout the convention week. Mix and match general session programming, exhibit presentations, tours, and sessions sponsored by ACB and its committees, special interest affiliates, and partners to create an experience tailored to your needs. Topics will include but are not limited to employment, technology, health and leisure, orientation and mobility, self-advocacy, Braille, low vision, and much more. Many opportunities will be listed in the pre-registration information, while others will be announced in the official convention program via the ACB convention email list. To receive important conference information and details in your inbox as they become available, subscribe to the convention email list by sending a blank message to ACB Convention plus subscribe at acblists.org. For more information about CE and PD opportunities, contact Carla Ruscheval, Continuing Education Chair, by phone at 877-630-7190 or by email at continuingeducation@acb.org. The Employment Committee of the American Council of the Blind continues to post interviews of visually impaired people following non-traditional career paths for visually impaired people. For a complete list of interviews, please visit http://let's-get-to-work.pinecast.co. Please share widely. From Cool Blind Tech, posted March 8th, how to speed up your Apple Watch. Constant use of your Apple Watch combined with new and more demanding apps or features can make it run slow over time. If that's happening to you, here are a few fixes you can try to make your Apple Watch run as smoothly as a brand new one. Update your Apple Watch. Keeping your Apple Watch up to date is important if you want to fix any bug or issue that might make it run slower than usual. Not only that, but software updates often fix security issues as well. So constantly updating your Apple Watch as well as your iPhone and other devices should be a top priority. You can use either your iPhone or Apple Watch itself to update the software. How to update your Apple Watch from your iPhone. On your iPhone, go to the Watch app, select General, select Software Update. How to check for software updates on your Apple Watch. On your Apple Watch, press the digital crown to see the home screen. Select the Settings icon, select General, select Software Update. If there's an update available, install it right away. You might also want to enable automatic updates so your Apple Watch updates automatically. Reduce motions on your watch. The Apple Watch shows quick animations when you open an app or complication. Even though they're aesthetically pleasing, these animations can make your Apple Watch run slower than usual. Fortunately, you can turn them off with a feature called Reduce Motion. How to reduce motion from your iPhone. Launch the Watch app on your iPhone. Go to Accessibility, select Reduce Motion, toggle Reduce Motion on. How to reduce motion for your Apple Watch. On your Apple Watch, press the digital crown to see the home screen. Select the Settings icon, select Accessibility, select Reduce Motion, toggle Reduce Motion on. This change is so subtle you might not see any difference at first. Still, your Apple Watch should benefit from it in the long run. Free up some storage by removing apps. Since your Apple Watch might automatically install any available app you have on your iPhone, you can quickly fill up your storage space without realizing it. Freeing up your Apple Watch storage can help reduce lag to make it faster. Here's what you need to do whether using your iPhone or Apple Watch. How to remove Apple Watch apps from your iPhone. Go to the Watch app, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see a list of the apps installed on your Apple Watch. Select the app you want to delete. If an app is still installed on your iPhone, disable Show App on Apple Watch. If you already deleted the app from your iPhone, then select Delete App on Apple Watch. How to remove apps from your Apple Watch. Press the digital crown on your Apple Watch. If your app view is set to grid view, press and hold any app until they all start shaking. Select the X at the top of the app icon you want to remove. Select Delete App to confirm you want to remove the app. If your app view is set to list view, press and slide the app you want to remove to the left. Select the red delete icon. Finally, select Delete App to remove the app. Pro tip, you can also stop your Apple Watch from automatically installing apps you will download on your iPhone. Just go to General and disable Automatic App Install from either your Apple Watch or the Watch app on your iPhone. Disable Background App Refresh on your watch. Background App Refresh is a feature that lets suspended apps run in the background so they can check for updates and fetch content for when you need it. Even though it's a useful feature, it can also affect your Apple Watch's performance and even its battery life. Fortunately, you can disable this feature by following next steps. How to disable Background App Refresh on iPhone. Launch the Watch app. Go to General, select Background App Refresh, select which apps you want to disable or disable Background App Refresh for all of them. How to disable Background App Refresh on Apple Watch. Go to Settings on your Apple Watch, select General, select Background App Refresh. Select which apps you want to disable or disable Background App Refresh altogether. Restart your Apple Watch. If your Apple Watch is still running slow and showing signs of lag, you might want to restart it. There are two ways you can do it, a normal restart and a force restart, although it's worth mentioning that you should only force restart your Apple Watch as a last-ditch effort. Here's how to do both. How to restart your Apple Watch. On your Apple Watch, press and hold the side button until you see the power off slider. Drag the power off slider to the left. Once your Apple Watch has turned off, press and hold the side button again to turn it back on. How to force restart your Apple Watch. Press and hold the digital crown and the side button on your Apple Watch for 10 seconds. Release both buttons once you see the Apple logo on your watch. Erase your Apple Watch. If everything else fails, you can erase your Apple Watch and use it as if it were brand new. Keep in mind, though, this will delete everything on your Apple Watch, including settings, watch faces, and installed apps. It's not something you should do lightly. With that out of the way, here's what you need to do. How to erase your Apple Watch on iPhone. Launch the Watch app, select General, scroll all the way down and select Reset. Select Erase Apple Watch Content and Settings. Confirm that you want to erase Apple Watch content and settings. Enter your passcode and confirm you want to delete all the content on your Apple Watch. How to erase your Apple Watch using the Apple Watch. Launch the Settings app on your Apple Watch. Select General, scroll to the bottom and select Reset. Select Erase All Content and Settings. Enter your passcode and confirm you want to erase your Apple Watch. In both cases, you'll need to pair your Apple Watch to your iPhone again and set it up from scratch. Now your Apple Watch should feel as good as new. All devices tend to run slow after a while, so try using these tips whenever you feel your Apple Watch is starting to run slow again. Razer launches smart glasses with lens options, spelled R-A-Z-E-R. Razer has decided to get into the smart glasses market with the Anzu, A-N-Z-U. Aside from having two shape, size, and lens options, the Anzu also features built-in audio functionality. What do the smart glasses look like, and how do they work? The Razer Anzu comes in two designs, rectangle and round. Both also come in a choice of small or large frames. The Anzu features open-ear speaker design that projects sound toward your ears from the temples. You can have the music stream to your glasses, or you can also take calls with the built-in microphone. To control playback, the Anzu has touch controls on the temples that let you access a variety of functions. They are available on both temples, so you can use them comfortably regardless of your dominant hand. What do you get with the Anzu glasses? Razer includes two lenses in the packaging. The pre-installed one is designed for use indoors while using computers, as it can block 35% blue light. The other one is polarized to block 99% UVA-UVB rays. Is there an option for custom prescription lenses? Alternatively, Razer also allows installing custom prescription lenses. The company has collaborated with Lensable, and customers can buy prescription glasses from them for their Anzu and use the code RAZER15 for a 15% discount. Lensable is spelled L-E-N-S-A-B-L. Are there any other features for the Anzu glasses? Other features include IPX4 water resistance, 5-hour battery life with 2 weeks standby time, and 60 minutes audio latency with a dedicated game mode. I'm sure that's milliseconds. 60 milliseconds audio latency. How much do the Anzu smart glasses cost? Razer Anzu are priced at $199 with replacement lenses priced at $30. Mojo Vision develops apps for augmented reality contact lens. Last year, startup Mojo Vision unveiled an early prototype of a contact lens that contains everything it needs to augment reality. An image sensor, display, motion sensors, and wireless radios, all safe and comfortable to tuck into your eye. Lately, the company's engineers are charging hard on development, says Steve Sinclair, Mojo Vision's Senior Vice President of Product and Marketing. While most of Mojo Vision's 100 employees are working at home, the pandemic only minimally affected the company's ability to use its laboratories and clean room facilities as needed. About a dozen of the company's employees have worn early prototypes of its lenses. The company's engineers, for instance, are helping a vendor of motion sensors thin its dyes for better wearability, partnering with a battery manufacturer to build custom batteries, and refining their own designs of displays, image sensors, and power management electronics. And Mojo last year signed an agreement with Japanese contact lens manufacturer Menicon to fine-tune the materials and coatings of the lens itself. How has Mojo Vision solved the issue of with people with various visual impairments? Ashley Twan, Mojo Vision's Vice President of Medical Devices, has a personal interest in the technology. Her father has limited vision due to a rare retinal degeneration disease. With a PhD in vision science, Twan has also studied the biology. People with low vision, she says, can't see fine detail because photoreceptors have died. That's typically solved with magnification, although people generally don't like to carry a magnifier around. They also have an issue with contrast sensitivity, that is, the ability to sense light gray, for example, from a white background. This can stop them going into unfamiliar surroundings because they don't feel safe. Most of us subconsciously use shadows to identify something coming up, something we might trip over. In studies, even a slight reduction in contrast sensitivity stops people going outside. Mojo Vision is developing apps to address these issues. Enhancing contrast is easy to do with our technology, Tuan says. Because we are projecting an image onto the retina, we can easily increase the contrast of that image. We can also do edge detection, which I see as being one step above contrast enhancement, by highlighting the edges of objects with light. Mojo Vision has these tools implemented in prototypes. In the future, Twan expects the technology will evolve to adjust what it is highlighting according to the context. A street sign, perhaps, or the facial expressions of someone talking to the wearer. The article continues on coolblindtech.com, and I'm looking forward to finishing it. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.